Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh, God. All right. We're barely holding it together. You want to do this? You want to take a break?
I might need to hold my breath for a minute.
Okay.
I can terror in a minute.
News. News. Note.
Yes.
Note. News. Note. News. Note.
Our only real hope. Well.
You guys are ridiculous.
I made a mistake yesterday on the Instagram stories. If you caught it.
The caption says news or note. If you want to change the name of a feature on the show, we should have a meeting. You don't just do all the passive aggressive thing and be like.
I like the idea of news or note because we're hitting notes when we
say.
Yeah,
no, I get it. Yeah. I also noticed you changed the background to the Erica show, which was weird.
No, I didn't.
She might have.
Oh.
It's news or nope. And if you're keeping score, nobody's used a nope at all. And I have lifted the embargo. Nope away on Mr. Hack.
Okay.
Anybody needs to do that.
Lovely. A good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
If your dog is one of these 10 names, you are unoriginal. Okay,
basic.
I'm going to do top five male and female dog names.
Can I guess? Because
sure.
I haven't seen it.
Sure.
Is Max one?
Max is number one.
Yeah, Max. I know so many Max dogs.
Yeah.
That's
I
number
don't
one
know
for
a single
number
one.
Number one for men.
Really?
For boys. Yeah. This dog is a man.
Can I guess the girl? Oh, because I don't want to get them all right. Never
yeah,
mind.
Guess the girl.
What if I get both?
That's cool.
You guys, anybody want to guess? Because I have one.
I have a guess.
Okay.
What's it start with?
L.
Mine starts with a B.
Okay, you go.
Oh my gosh. You guys might be one and two.
I want to say Luna.
Number one.
Bella.
Number two.
Yes! Let's go.
Number three for girls is Daisy. Four is Lucy. Five is Ruby. Back up to the boys. Hank, Teddy, Cooper, and Gus.
Hank?
Yeah.
He's like a big, like, oh, Hank.
Or Teddy? I don't like any of those.
I had a hamster named Teddy growing up.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. He was weird. He got mites and died.
He got what?
Mites. It's like little bugs that.
I thought she
like,
said mice.
No. Oh, yeah. I can't believe you guys got so many.
Max, though, when I was growing up, Max was exclusively a German Shepherd name, and now everybody uses it. It's like when I think of Max, it's got to have that long nose and like be sniffing out drugs.
Okay.
But like,
my sister just got a new dog, Cooper. Also on the list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Chocolate Lab.
Cooper. I love that.
Notice. No Swansons.
Yeah, it's a weird name.
It's original. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
No, don't do it.
Star and close personal friend Bobby Bones is in the news. for his time with Dancing with the Stars.
Hold on. Yes, yes, yes.
Did you really just call him close personal friend?
Oh, I forgot.
They share shoes.
That's not. Yeah. Dude, Bobby was stoned to the gills and he gave you his Nikes. That's not your friend. Sorry, am I allowed to say that?
I don't know.
Well, I think people know he's kind of a like.
No, he was cool. I don't know.
Tiak, if you don't know the story, if you missed it, we were in the same hotel as Mr. Bones. Mm-hmm. Tiak accosted him at the elevators.
Because
he was wearing Travis Scott Jordans.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The rare and elusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The canary, the yellow
one. Canary yellow with the blue swooshy.
Yeah. Good
backwards
memory.
Backwards swoosh because
there you
it's
go.
A Travis Scott.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool shoes, man. Like, that's his big moment to talk to Bobby Bones, his close personal friend.
Cool. Icebreaker.
Cool shoes,
I think
man.
It's great. Find a way to connect with someone that you look up to in your career.
Thank you. Well, that's how we met.
And then
we weren't close then, but we met. And then
Bobby's like, you want them?
Yes, it's wild.
Yeah. You're not sober if you hand somebody your shoes at a Marriott. Like, you just
or
don't.
You're a good person and you want to share joy.
It's Bobby Bones. Okay, so why is he in the news?
So Tom, I'm going to get what's the host's name? Tom Bergeron?
Tom Bergeron.
Bergeron, okay.
Former host.
Former host has been on the podcast tour talking about his history with the show. Okay. He said that the one winner that surprised him.
Did you say Dancing with the Stars?
With Dancing with the Stars. Thank you. Yeah. He says the one winner that surprised him was Bobby Bones. He said that's the one that made me go, I don't know. Well, Bobby has responded to that.
Oh, God,
and he
Bobby.
Has, which I.
You're better than this, Bobby.
I like it. He sent the trophy back. He said, you don't want me? Take the trophy back. I don't care. I don't want it.
I'm Bobby Bones.
I like it.
Did
I respect
Tom
it.
Did Tom even host that season?
I think he did. Okay. Yeah. Look. Dancing with the Stars is bigger than ever. I would hold on to that mirror ball for dear life.
But that's why I like that he sent it back because
no, that's
it,
baller.
There's meaning behind it. It's like this is it. This it's like
I'm sending, Bobby Bones, man.
Yeah, I think there was like controversy. Now correct me from what I was reading because I have not watched that season. But that was when the fans voted and also the judges and they were kind of like, well, the fans are really what made Bobby win and that's not fair because
he was not good.
He probably shouldn't.
He really
have won,
wasn't,
but.
If I recall, that's like the talk of the show is like, oh, and that winner, ooh.
But he's on so many radio stations across the country that the fans just voted
fans
for
vote. And I think they've since kind of changed how they do it. So
they weighted the judges more.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So that was what started. But Bobby was like, well, I went, I worked
good
hard,
you,
I tried
Bobby.
My best. You don't want me? I'll send the trophy back.
And now the next season, they'll probably do a big
they'll
moment.
Bring him back in.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We're falling for
we'll
it.
We'll see if they got anything.
You're not friends.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Speaking of friends, we all need a friend like Cynthia Erivo. I don't know if you saw, they were at a premiere or something for the Wicked Part 2.
Okay.
And a fan rushed Ariana Grande on the carpet. Cynthia responded faster than the bodyguards and like pushed him off her biceps and her shoulders, like insane.
Shut up.
And like went to town and blocked Ariana. Like it is insane. And it's just a reminder, I don't know. Be a good person. Be on your best behavior. Don't tackle people.
Be aware
people.
Of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is that the end? We have time for one more? We have time for one more. Are you ready for one more? She's not.
I got nothing.
Back?
Let's see.
All right.
Close personal friends in the news.
All right. And it fizzles to the finish.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.